People on the edge of suburban Christchurch say living in a cell phone coverage black spot is annoying and dangerous. Ladbrokes residents want more action from the telecommunications companies to provide a service, but the telcos say it's not a straightforward issue. Rachel Graham reports.
Ladbrokes is just a 7-minute drive from Christchurch, and its school is in the centre of a semi-rural area with an increasing number of lifestyle blocks. It also sits in the middle of a cell phone black spot. Principal Margaret Dodds says the lack of coverage at the school and in the surrounding area is beyond an inconvenience.
Fire drills, the bomb threat, you know, any evacuation procedures that we have to make. Even during lockdowns, we cannot use our cell phones to communicate with each other from building to building because there's no cell phone coverage.
Local resident Carl Hurst says with many people now working from home, the lack of reception is an increasing problem.
It's impossible to get calls in and out unless you're standing out in the middle of the front lawn, which the weather doesn't always let you do that. Where it really comes to the fore is in emergency situations because you're then relying on landlines to be able to get that call out. And as we know, landlines are being phased out. The copper network is ageing and the maintenance is just not being done.
Jared Gibb, who lives halfway between West Melton and Rolleston, says his telecommunications provider told him it was just a localised problem, but a survey on his community Facebook page shows more than 400 people with similar complaints.
The majority of the survey, if you have a look through the data that's in there, people say our cell phone coverage used to be good and now it's not. So this is not a problem where, you know, we've moved into an area and we're complaining because we have no cell phone coverage. It was good when we got here and now it's rubbish.
But the cell phone providers say it's not a straightforward issue. Vodafone says it focuses on the areas with higher population density. 2Degrees says the economics need to stack up against any investment. And Spark says residents could look at getting a cell-fi booster to help with reception. Paul Brislin, the chief executive of the Telecommunications Forum, the industry association for the telcos, says the mobile network now covers 99.8% of the country's population. But that doesn't mean it covers 99% of the country.
So there are still large tracts of New Zealand that don't have cell phone coverage, primarily because it's a very expensive thing to roll out and the population density simply isn't there to support it.
Mr. Brislin says areas like Ladbrokes are still very rural, with farms being split into lifestyle blocks.
Developers are usually trying to reduce their costs as much as possible. They'll put in water or power where they're required. But when it comes to broadband services, whether it's mobile or fixed, there tends to be a reluctance to support those.
Mr. Brislin says he'd like to see local councils requiring developers to include digital infrastructure along with power and roading. Meanwhile, the Rural Connectivity Group is increasing cell coverage with around 400 new rural sites due to be built by the end of the year. It says communities that want to go on the list should contact the Crown Infrastructure Partners.